Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Some leftist goof has asserted that Ron DeSantis resided somewhere in the Asperger's spectrum in a recent tweet. That I don't particularly care about the tweet. I didn't even look it up. What I was interested in is that he thinks that DeSantis has Asperger's. He tweeted it like it was a bad thing. It's not. That's a great thing. And we need more GOP politicians with that condition's political manifestation. People with Asperger tend to miss social cues. They fail to respond as society expects. But they're also focused and driven and generally amazing in their areas of interest. When you put those qualities together in a right-wing office holder, that means you have a conservative terminator. Conservative tithing is what he does. It's all he does. So bring on the Asperger Republicans. Far too many Republicans for far too long have found themselves either distracted and or enslaved by the elite consensus. Always trying to make everybody happy. Restrained by norms and conventions that the leftist elite demands we observe. But that itself flaunts when those rules limit their options. These Freedocons care what people who care nothing about them think, and they find themselves responding to the outside stimuli of the garbage fake stream media instead of focusing intently on conservative change, while disregarding the slings and arrows of the haters. When it comes to fighting the establishment, political Asperger's is indicative of awesomeness. And our next generation of Republicans needs to embrace their place in the spectrum. The more inappropriate the leftist elite finds their reactions to their cues and signals, the better. No more tame, pliable sissies like Mitt. No more of Nikki Haley sucking up to the establishment while trying to grip the base by leveraging the hack conserva cliches from 2005 to present to us as hardcore instead of the next manifestation of Jeb with a skirt. No more Christies and Asas fronting is all tough about men pretending to be girls to win races, then folding the second the establishment disapproves. We need GOP politicians that are completely immune to the siren song of the media and the establishment that seek to draw them in and then crash them on the rocks. We need people that know how to ignore MSNBC, CNN, and the hysterical horse hockey they're slapshotting out there. They need to stop reading the New York Times and WAPO, and being scared that a bad write-up will get them uninvited to all the cool parties. That just means you have to throw the cool parties. They need to lock onto their target and take it out like an Israeli missile flattens a Hamas/AP frat house. Look at Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the reason Ron DeSantis is getting so much press right now is he's being Trumpian. Trump didn't care what the bad guys say. DeSantis doesn't care what the bad guys say. Not at all. They scream that he won't enforce face diapering, that he's too hard on election fraud, and that he's declared open season on those Antifa BLM Nimrods who tramp normal citizens in their cars on public roads, and then he just goes ahead and does what he wants anyway. And all of this works. He's super popular. Now, not entirely Donald Trump style. Trump would engage the haters. But he was sort of leading them in, and then he would punch them right in the gut, often with his mean tweets. But not Ron the Conqueror, not DeSantis's. His accomplishments are his mean tweets. See, the leftist elite always misunderstood the nature of Donald Trump, and the elite failed to appreciate the popularity of his ideas. When he was dealing with the pain, Trump was the right man at the right time. We needed his punchback then to show the simps that we could counterattack. But that strategy, like all strategies, has a cost. They gleefully exploited his colorful antics and leveraged his feistiness into a weapon to energize the pinkos while alienating the softcons from fully supporting the most conservative president since Reagan. They focused on attacking Trump in terms of social class and style instead of in terms of substance and accomplishment. They couldn't, and it's only now that many people are noticing just how amazing Trump's accomplishments were in contrast to President Asterisk's unending series of failures. The elite find themselves at a grave disadvantage when it comes up against a poll it can't provoke in defying on the preferred ground of the elite. The favorable terrain of social class and style within a culture the elite controls. No, he'd rather fight on his own turf. An Asperger Republican has a relentless focus on conservative achievement, of actually doing what he or she wants done. And he or she is not distracted by the disapproval of the media or even his or her peers. An Asperger Republican simply does conservative things completely heedless of the leftist howling. And then the leftists are stuck having to battle on the hostile terrain of actual achievement, which is, that's bad footing for them. What's someone going to say to DeSantis as Florida leads the recovery out of the pandemic paranoia? They're going to say, like, sure, there was no tsunami of death when you took the lead in eschewing the flu hajibs, but you still should have made people wrap a hanky around their mugs forever because of reasons. There's a lesson here for everybody, especially politicians. You got to stop giving a damn what people who hate you think and say. Just do what you promised to do. Don't ask permission. Don't ask forgiveness either. Just do it. Just get it done. This is where I must join the Spectrum Caucus, because there are going to be some folks who pretend to be highly offended, outraged, and literally shaking because of my comparison to Asperger's and the Spectrum. And to them I say simply this: I don't care if you're offended. I'm going to do and say whatever I want. I'm going to do it all the time and in whatever manner I feel like doing and saying it, and you are going to sit there and cry. You are allowed to buzz off. It's amazing, the liberation and the realization of what it does to someone when you point out to them that you don't care what they do or what they say or how it affects them, the things that you do. You're going to do the things you plan to do. You plan to do it all along, and you don't care what they have to say about it. Not learning to care leads you to a lethality in the arena of ideas that you just can't imagine. Getting out there and not caring what the other side thinks. In fact, in reveling in their dismay, this is the stuff of strength. This is the stuff of vanquishing. These are the guys that wanted to find us. Let's just oblige them, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
want. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, if the GOP is in a civil war because we got two preening goobers that are dancing for nickels on MSNBC and on the pages of WAPO, how bummed are the Democrats right now that half of their caucus is going full Hamas? You should never go full Hamas. And if the whole insurrection nonsense was not bad enough, we now have this revelation, shocking to no one, that the feds are trying to hide evidence that this minor fracas was not even trespassing. It's shameful, but then our disgraceful federal law enforcement community has no shame. I've heard a lot lately about how the pouty protestations of Beltway cowgirl Liz Cheney and her cackling little Renfield, Adam Kinzinger, are a sign that the Republicans are embroiled in a civil war, leaving aside that I was informed by them that insurrections were a bad thing. These non-players actually represent themselves and perhaps a few remaining gender opt-outs of the cruise ship crew whose non-pool boy and spouse fantasies revolve around all of us gathering on the Lido deck once more to listen to them lecture us like in the good old days of managed decline and gentlemanly failure. As Salem's own Hugh Hewitt has noted, when the brightest lights of the Democrat Party, which are very dim bulbs by any objective standard, but they're standard bearers nonetheless, decided to forsake Israel for having the temerity to not grin and bear Islamist jerks firing rockets into their cities, you might think there would have been an intra-party civil war. But you see, that narrative might hurt the Democrats. Like the sight of Mistress Evil and her Illinois mini-me crying about my conservative principles is supposed to create a narrative that hurts the Republicans. In reality, the puny putsch by the Frito-Con caucus got the support of absolutely no one who mattered, though the media tried to turn SquishCon's attempts to be gracious into full-throated support for the failure agenda. But the Democrats dumping Israel for Hamas are poo-bahs, bigwigs, and head honchos. They got serious problems now. So now they're getting torn apart, the Democrats, and we should encourage this. We should welcome, with open arms, even more Jewish voters who have earned the votes of many in recent years, who might not be as conservative as the GOP on other issues, but feel strongly about not allowing Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. We feel strongly about not allowing Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth, too. So there's common ground there. After all, that's what AOC, Tlaib, and Omar want. They won't say it out loud yet, at least not where we can see it. But when you want to support people who want to kill all the Jews, then you have pretty much signed on to that outcome. Hamas, to their credit, means what they say. And if you back Hamas, it's fair to assume you agree with its psychotic ideology. Now, am I being harsh here? No, I'm not. I'm being honest. Terrifyingly honest. You can ask yourself if you have one shred of doubt that they would pass out candy, sing, and dance at the sight of Israel being overrun and its people murdered, just like Palestinian terror supporters did when out people were murdered on 9/11. Remember that? Of course they would. So, Democrats have a choice. They can side with the Jewish people or join the Genocide Caucus. And while the GOP is 100% behind the Jewish state, ask yourself who is ascendant among the Democrats. It's not the old-school backers of our greatest Middle Eastern ally. Joe Biden might have been one of those backers in the past, but he's morphed into President Asterisk, so he'll do as he's told. And the people doing the telling are people who would shrug or even smile if the bad guys leveled Tel Aviv. The politicians need to make this choice crystal clear and throw fuel on the Democrat dumpster fire. This is a chance to break up their coalition and to support our friends at the same time. This is a win-win. Then, segueing back to the Capitol, you know, Julie Kelly has a big scoop that there's footage of the Viking guy and others being invited onto the Capitol, into the Capitol by the cops. There's lots of video out there, and Kelly has highlighted how there are thousands of hours of footage and how the feds are doing everything they can to make sure that neither we nor the defendants get access to it. It's probably because it's damning to the accused. No, because if it were, it would have long ago been leaked to the regime's licensed and registered media. Perhaps the courts will stand up against the Nana Republican antics like that. Yeah. The feds, as they always do, are trying to hide exculpatory evidence because they know their whole Jenga tower of lies is one acquittal away from collapse. They know there was no trespassing. They know there was no insurrection, much less an armed one. This is a ham-handed attempt to intimidate dissenters and keep power in the hands of the garbage ruling class that cowers behind the walls and the soldiers that they don't trust. For those of you who still have faith in federal law enforcement, why? Why? Have you been in a two-decade coma? The FBI crime lab fake results. They lied to get a FISA warrant. They tried to frame Flynn and Trump. They leaked confidential material to hurt their enemies. Have you seen any leaks since the Asterisk administration took over? Isn't that weird? Huh? Republican Ted Stevens got convicted when they hid evidence. He had lost his seat before the truth came out, and they dismissed charges against regime-favored BLM/Antifa scumbags, but leave those who think like Trump to rot in solitary without any bail. We need to make this a bottom-line requirement for anybody seeking the vote in 2024. As president, on my first day, I will pardon everyone convicted of the so-called January 6th riots because I will not tolerate two systems of justice or prosecutorial misconduct. In fact, I'll do that right after I fire Ray and the entire FBI and DOJ senior leadership. These people are a disgrace to the flag, and clearing them out should be job one, if only to get back to a starting point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study shows the Pfizer and AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines appear to protect against the first variant detected in India. British researchers found that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine proved nearly 90% effective, and the AstraZeneca vaccine was found to be 60% effective. Illegal immigrant children caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas are being flown as far away as Tennessee. Republican Senator John Cornyn says he's not surprised.
The numbers keep growing, and the Office of Refugee and Relocation have to find some place to house these individuals, at least on a temporary basis.
Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee calling it unacceptable and unsustainable. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday, the Dow closing up 186 points to close at 34,393. USA Radio News. New intelligence is raising questions about the origins of the coronavirus.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 virus was loose. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Christian Rivera trial is back underway in Iowa. The illegal immigrant is charged with the first-degree murder of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Investigators say Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body in a cornfield near Brooklyn, Iowa, in 2018. Today in the courtroom, defense attorneys are questioning police about any other men they looked at during their investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We did it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, Biden's Pentagon is headed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a swamp creature and a rabid leftist. As Austin made clear with his first act on the job, when he stood the military down for 60 days, his primary goal is not America's defense. Instead, he's going to purge extremism from the military. Although he never gets around to defining who is an extremist and who is not. To further this goal, he appointed Bishop Garrison, a critical race theory fanatic, to conduct his purge. Under Garrison's aegis, the plan is to use a third party spy on troops, an action that clearly violates the Constitution. To those who think of the Pentagon as a bastion of American values, put that notion out of your head. It's staffed with people who graduated from college within the last 30 years, so they're all woke. Those who survived the Obama purges, also woke. And political operatives who marinated in the D.C. fetid swamp for decades, super woke. Even by those standards, though, a man named Bishop Garrison is a piece of leftist work. He's a fervent supporter of critical race theory, which is bad. What is worse is his view of Trump and anyone who supported him, which means 75 million or more Americans. To him, we are all racists. In July 2019, he tweeted of Trump, "He's dragging a lot of bad actors, misogynists, extremists, other racists out into the light, normalizing their actions. If you support the president, you support that. There's no more, but I'm not like that talk." Now, the fact that Trump's administration did more for black welfare than any president in American history other than Lincoln, and the fact that, black America's economic well-being has collapsed under Biden, eludes Garrison. He is a hate-filled, race-obsessed ideologue, and nothing's going to deter him. And as of last week, Garrison, hate-filled, racism and all, effectively became the most powerful man in the military. And that's because Secretary of Defense Austin appointed Garrison as the head of Pentagon's brand new counter-extremism task force. And remember now, nobody's defining what extremism is. Extremism is a new military assault weapon. Same way they use the phrase. They're not going to define what it is. So while you and I, when you and I think of an extremist, we envision Muslim fanatics who want another 9/11. Garrison considers anybody that voted as a Republican in 2016 for Trump to be an extremist. Now, that's why an approving paragraph in an Intercept report is so frightening. To refresh your recollection, the Intercept is a publication that became so woke, they squeezed out their own founder, Glenn Greenwald. And even though he's a leftist, he believes in the principles articulated in the Bill of Rights, and peculiarly, for a leftist, fears big government. The Intercept summarizes the program Garrison has put together to purge extremism from the U.S. military. An extremism steering committee led by Bishop Garrison, a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, is currently designing the social media screening pilot program, which will continuously monitor military personnel for concerning behaviors, according to a Pentagon briefing in late March. Although in the past the military has balked at surveilling service members for extremist political views due to First Amendment protections, the pilot program will rely on a private surveillance firm in order to circumvent First Amendment restrictions on government monitoring, according to a senior Pentagon official. Though the firm has not yet been selected, the current frontrunner is Babel Street, a company that sells powerful surveillance tools, including social media monitoring software. Last I heard, and I know that this is a quaint version of the pre-Biden America, the United States government doesn't get to circumvent the limitation of the Constitution places upon it by outsourcing forbidden activity to a hired third party. If they can do that, then the Constitution becomes a nullity. Now, the Democrats have long colluded with the tech to censor speech, and in theory, the tech giants are acting independently of the government. In fact, though, as we saw with the 2020 election, tech companies, which control almost the entire system of communication in America, are systematically censoring true speech that could hurt the Democrat Party. Like revelations about Hunter Biden's computer. And they promote false speech that could help the Democratic Party, claims that Biden is mentally competent or that Kamala Harris is intelligent. The government should have swooped in and blocked this monopoly on speech, but it didn't. Under Biden, they're doubling down on the monopoly censorship. The alliance between the Democrats and big tech is an unofficial alliance, and that's nevertheless obviously unconstitutional. What the Pentagon is proposing is an official alliance to contract our unconstitutional activity directly for the government's benefit. This is an idea that should never even get off the ground, but here we are in Biden's America. Nothing's the same as before. And the Constitution is a very fragile instrument. this messing around with the military, of what the military should be and how it should be composed, is a very dangerous proposition to be undertaking. People willing to join the military should be allowed to join the military. Plain and simple. I'm not going to get into the details of gay people or trans people or anything else. I'm just saying the military is it's a volunteer force, and it has served us well lately. But all that's about to change. The mission of the military is not to be some social justice entity. It is to prosecute violence with a righteous ruthlessness that only pays attention to one thing, which is winning, and not worrying about who gets hurt or any of this other stuff. Mission focused. Instead, now we're going to have some critical race theory pointed out there to a bunch of some people that, you know, probably pretty loyal, young people that are pretty loyal to the country. If they think the military's behind this, what is this going to do to the military? I don't know. Right now, though, the Chinese, these guys are getting harder and harder. They're becoming quite the foe to face. In the meantime, we got soldiers learning what intersectionality means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. One of the most shocking things about gun-grabbing Democrats is their ignorance about the subject matter, about guns, about legal gun owners, gun culture, that kind of thing. This past Sunday, this ignorance was on display when David Chu, a California assemblyman, was walking the streets of San Francisco and discovered the abandoned packaging for a Glock. Can you picture Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now going, "The horror"? Except it wasn't a Glock. Something he would have realized if he'd read the packing or known anything about gun sales. He put out a panic tweet, which he has since deleted, about his shocking find on the sidewalks of San Francisco. It read, "Finding the discarded packaging of a semi-automatic on a leisurely weekend walk was disturbing, particularly during this month's surge of gun violence in San Francisco." And it's showing a blister pack, plastic packaging, that says Glock 19. If only Chew, a multi-credentialed Harvard grad who rose up through the hard left ranks of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, had paid a little more attention to the blister pack packaging, he might not have had this nightmare experience. Because there was some fine print in the photograph, because this pistol was a CO2 air gun, .177 caliber. Officially licensed product of Glock. And, Crystal Baker got out there and said, if you seriously think real firearms come in little hangable plastic packages, it's best you stay out of the 2A discussion. The Air Gun Depot explains the details of the Glock 19 Gen 3 BB pistol that horrified Chu. The Glock 19 Gen 3 is well known for its iconic designs and reliability. Now, Umarex has brought it to the airgun market as an unofficially or an officially licensed BB pistol. Take your tactical training sessions up a notch with a CO2 semi-auto BB pistol, which looks and feels like the real thing. If you love tactical accessories, the Glock 19 has an integrated Weaver rail to add your favorite laser or tactical, whatever that means. And it's a Weaver rail. You mean Picatinny? Anyway, if Chew had ever bothered to actually look at real guns, he would know that real guns don't come in little plastic packages with holes cut out so they hang from hooks, like at Walmart. Of course, he would have reached the same conclusion if he thought before posting. And that moment of not thinking is really what Chew's silly me moment captured. Leftists, even Harvard graduate leftists, function on pure emotional reflex. There's no knowledge or reason backing up their opinions. Whatever they feel is their truth, whenever they feel it. And that's how Chew can walk down a San Francisco sidewalk, see a package for a toy, and blast out his ignorance to the world. Now, having said that, in today's world, as a parent, I wouldn't want my child to own a BB gun or air gun that, once removed from its packing and seen from a distance, looks like an actual weapon. Of course, my sons now carry actual weapons, so I don't have to worry about that. They both have real Glock 19, so I don't have to worry about that. As we know, when a young person waves these perfect replicas around in front of a police officer, that officer has no way of knowing that the gun, sans packaging, isn't an actual weapon. And he will respond accordingly because he reasonably believes he has to shoot to save your life or the life of another. Additionally, were I an adult using that toy for adult shooting games, I would make damn sure that I never carried it or used it in a way that would give the wrong impression to law enforcement. Just saying. Now then, before we go, I saw this, and this is, I haven't seen this very much. Joe Biden wants to know what's in your bank account. And then he'd like to keep watching what you do with the money you put in your bank account. This is buried deep within the much-touted Tax Hikes for Infrastructure American Families Act, unveiled last April 28th. And this is called the American Families Tax Compliance Agenda. This would force the IRS to hire 87,000 new agents, all of them armed with vast new and expanded surveillance powers. His tax plan would cull financial data on masses of law-abiding tax-compliant Americans. In the name of catching tax dodgers, they would be seeking serious snooping rights to oversee all American bank accounts and payment apps. Instead of promising a chicken in every pot, his plan promises an auditor at every kitchen table. Under his new proposal, those agents would be hired, and everybody could expect more scrutiny of the flow of money to and from their financial accounts. And these powers include the right to continuously spy on your checking account through forced reporting requirements for banks on all cash flows. Also, and not exempted from this, would be PayPal and Venmo accounts in the name of knowing whether they're reporting their petty side income. This is definitely a war on the little guy because the rich know how to hide their wealth. So it's not going to be they who get caught up in this fishing expedition. Rather, it's going to be the folks who sometimes get paid under the table for an informal, you know, gig work, babysitting, house cleaning, stray manual labor job here and there, sex work, believe it or not, fixing a few cars, peddling homemade baked goods, occasional music gigs, selling things on eBay or Etsy and so on, who probably aren't likely to have elaborate schemes for hiding a little stray income from their checking accounts and payment apps. But, and here's a real base they're going to be working with, small business owners and little guys with side gigs. About 80% of that tax gap is attributable to people underreporting their incomes or taking too many deductions. The rest is people either not filling returns at all or doing their taxes correctly and failing to pay what they owe. This doesn't sound like some rich guy who's hiding all of his untaxed income in the Cayman Islands and living it up, you know, like the Biden-like legend, the way they live. For that matter, it doesn't sound like the illegal alien who gets paid under the table and sends remittances to El Salvador instead of paying taxes, which doesn't even get mentioned. There's between 12 and 30 million illegal aliens in the country now, and more now due to the border surges. So there's probably quite some uncollected taxes on the front that don't sound like targets for enforcement. That's quite a wide field, 80% of their market. And it's going to be the little guy who's going to get it. As if the Democrat COVID lockdowns and shop smashing, looting Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, plus already existing monster taxes and regulation weren't enough of a Democrat war on small business already. Biden claims he can recoup $700 billion in lost federal revenue from these new federal spying powers to pay for his gargantuan government expansion. And he's billing it as a means of targeting the tax scofflaw rich, and as Reagan noted, already know how to hide their wealth. By Biden's logic, these mega rich are still, they're all hiding in their checking accounts, so they will get to the bottom of it. And the new agents will want to know everything about everybody's money, no matter how poor he is. And not only will they spy on him, they will draw their own conclusions about the cash they see coming in and out. And if someone does banking for a wayward son on his own account and includes the kid's money or lends to a friend or gets paid back a very old debt, now the IRS will say he's concealing income and bust him accordingly. This is a violation of the Constitution, specifically the Fourth Amendment. So that's why this is a thing. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.